Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I have proof, absolute, tangible, researchable, supportable proof that two things will occur in your lifetime that you can absolutely not avoid. Yeah, there's two things that are going to happen to you during your lifetime that you cannot avoid. You probably know what they are. Death, which for most of us hasn't happened yet, and taxes, which for most of us continues to happen. It's like an ongoing thing, right? The government's always got their hands in our pockets. Here is my purely proven point that death and taxes are a part of your life. I'm going to go all the way back to 1789. Benjamin Franklin. You remember that guy, the guy with the kite and the string and the key tied up, you know, the guy that supposedly found electricity? Well, he was one of the founding fathers of our country. He did a lot of things. And one of the things that he did was he wrote a letter to a gentleman by the name of Jean-Baptiste Leroy, a French citizen. And in that letter, Franklin eloquently pointed out that our new constitution is now established and has an appearance that promises permanency. But in this world, nothing can be certain except death and taxes. That's right. Franklin penned it back in 1789. Now, he wasn't the first guy to actually cite that phrase that there's nothing more certain than death and taxes. A gentleman by the name of Daniel Defoe wrote in a booklet entitled The Political History of the Devil in 1726, he said this: things as certain as death and taxes can be more firmly believed. Yeah, and not to be outdone, another guy, even older than that, in 1716, Christopher Bullock wrote in The Cobbler of Preston, 'tis impossible to be sure of anything but death and taxes. So my point on today's show is that there's two things you're going to be dealing with in your life that you just cannot avoid. Death, which will eventually happen to you, hopefully not anytime soon, and taxes. Yeah, we've been paying taxes all of our lives. Even if you're that rare person that has never, ever had to pay income taxes, you've been paying taxes all your life. When you go to the store and you buy things at the store, they tax you. Okay, they may not tax you on certain food items, but they tax you on everything else. When you go to the gas pump and you pump your gas, there's a little sticker on that gas pump, and it tells you how much the taxes are at the state level and also how much taxes are at the federal level. And maybe you live in an area where they hit you with local taxes too. They disclose all of that right there. So every gallon of fuel that you buy, you're paying a tax on. Doesn't stop there. Your utilities, they're taxed. You go out to eat. What happens at the restaurant? They impose a tax on the food that they just served you and charged you for. Think you're going to get away? Doubt it. If you want to go traveling, there's usually some kind of tax associated with buying the ticket. We bought tickets for a concert. You know what we got hit with? You guessed it, a tax. Yeah, so there's taxes are integrated through everything we do in life. And it's not just the income taxes that you pay. It's the consumption taxes that you endure. Now, a lot of these taxes are, you know, they're just kind of part of the cost of doing business, the cost of living. You know, you go and you pay whatever you pay for a gallon of fuel, you just kind of suck it up and you don't sit there and figure out, wow, I just spent $2.50 on fuel. And the 50 cents part was all for taxes. For every gallon I put into my tank, it was all taxes. And you would hope that the government is using that money appropriately to do the things that the government's supposed to do. Now, I'm a firm believer that the government should be responsible for a couple of things. I mean, there are things the government needs to do on behalf of its citizenry. And I think one of the most important things is defense. Defense of our way of life. So I don't have a problem paying taxes for a good, strong defense of our nation. I also think the government needs to be doing things about infrastructure. Yeah, the government needs to be creating the infrastructure system that we as citizens utilize so that we can produce goods and services. Yeah, which we also consume as citizens. So I think the government has a role to play in infrastructure. Yeah, that's kind of about where I stop, though. Yeah, I mean, there's some other things that I could argue that I think the government is best suited to doing on our behalf. But at the end of the day, there's not a whole lot that the government's really good at that we as private citizens can't do better. Here, I'll just tell you the one thing that I think I do much better as a private citizen than I've ever seen the government do. Provide clean, functional workforce housing. Yeah, I provide clean, functional workforce housing to a demographic in our society that is very appreciative that I created such a nice product for them to utilize, to live in. And in exchange for that, they pay me maybe upwards of a third of their total income in order to pay the rents associated with living in that beautiful place. And then I, in turn, take that money and I operate my real estate investing business. And here's the neat thing. I've been talking about taxes, but did you know that real estate investors as a group pay the lowest tax rates in the country? It's true. Hey, when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk more about taxes. Stick around. I'm going to make your head hurt. It's going to be fun.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, we're into taxes. You ready? You ready to do your taxes? Hopefully, you've already filed your taxes. If you haven't already filed your taxes, which I think were due over the weekend, make sure you file that extension if you don't have them done. That buys you some extra time. If you're a real estate investor, you want to get your taxes filed as early as possible. And the reason for it is that real estate investors tend to pay little or no overall taxes. As a matter of fact, real estate investors have a tendency to get refunds back depending on how they earn their money. Yeah, it's true. It's absolutely true. I mean, if you think I'm lying, just go back to any time last year, or say the last 4 years, when a guy by the name of Donald Trump was the president. You will, if you look on the internet, you will find argument after argument after argument bashing Donald Trump for paying, I think the number was something like $750 in taxes. And of course, the other party was just flabbergasted that this guy was not paying his fair share, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so when you kind of pull back the covers and you look at what's going on underneath all the turmoil that was created about, you know, Trump not paying taxes, one of the things that people magically start to figure out is that there are tax laws on the books that have been on the books for many years that benefit people like Donald Trump, who just happens to make a good portion of his income investing in real estate. Now, Trump doesn't do it the way I do it. He doesn't do it the way most Lifestyles Unlimited members invest in real estate. Trump does it a little differently than we do. He goes out and he buys properties. Sometimes he buys dilapidated properties, so that's kind of like us. But he turns those properties into functional businesses. Oh, wait a minute. That's what we do too. Okay. Well, hold on. Let me get back to this. So as he's turning these properties into functional businesses, he's actually making the money not by selling the businesses, but by operating the businesses and charging rents. Oh, well, wait a minute. We're kind of doing the same thing. So actually, we're kind of like people like Donald Trump. Now, we may not be as arrogant. We may not, you know, be all those things that maybe you don't like about Donald Trump. And there are things I don't like about Donald Trump, too. So, you know, we got that in common, I guess. But at the end of the day, one of the reasons that the government put some of these tax laws into play was because the government realized many, many years ago that in order to grow this country, to develop this country, to increase the productivity of this country, people, mainly Americans, not always Americans, could be foreign investors, need to invest. That's right. They need to bring money here to put money to work so that we can get our economic engine up and running. And one of the things that the American worker desires is a nice place to call home. The American worker does not want to put in 8, 10, 12 hours a day trading time for money to go home to a place that they don't enjoy living in. They want clean, functional workforce housing. When they go home from a long day doing whatever they do for employment, they want to be able to relax in their own little space. Maybe watch a little TV, maybe read a magazine or a book. Whatever they do to unwind, they want that place to themselves to do that. And when they get there, they want to make sure that when they flip on the light switch, the lights go on. They also want to make sure that when they turn on the faucet, the water flows. And that water that flows goes through the sewer system, whatever you have for a sewer system. Yeah, they want that thing to work. They want it to be comfortable. When I go out and I find these distressed properties that, for to be honest with you, a lot of them look pretty sad when I get them. But when I find that sad property, that property that for years has given some kind of utility to whomever owned that property, and then I get it and it's pretty worn out. But the neat thing about property, it can be reinvigorated. It can be put back into service to meet the living expectations of our fellow Americans. The properties that I own are nice places for people to live. And one of the things that I do is I make sure that when I'm putting that property back into service, when I'm renovating that property and I'm bringing back its glory days, and I put that property back into service, I have made it just as good, if not better, than every other property in that neighborhood. And it competes with the best of the best. I also put one extra feature in that property that makes it stand out amongst its peers. Maybe that's a tile backsplash. Maybe that's a full-blown over-the-range microwave. I don't know. It differs based on neighborhoods. But even though I put in that extra feature, I don't charge that extra rent. I keep my rents right at fair market value, maybe a slight bit below it, because I want to be competitive. And I want to give value to the people that live there. And in turn, the people that live there are going to give me, on average, about one-third of what they make every month to live in that property. And then I'm going to take that money that they give me, and I'm going to manage the financials on that property. And because I fixed that thing up, I'm not too worried about maintenance costs because I found a great resident to live there and they love the place. I'm not worried about vacancy. What I'm most worried about is making sure that the rents are coming in on the first when they're supposed to. And then I, in turn, make the associated payments with operating that property. The majority of that payment is going to be to a mortgage broker to pay the taxes, insurance, and the principal and interest. Yeah, you knew where I was going. So whatever's left over is cash flow. It's cash flow that I can use for anything I want to use it for. I can use it to make my car payment. I could use it to make my power bill payment. I could use it to set aside in a savings account and just kind of grow so that I can get even more money to go out and buy another asset. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, this has been a very, very interesting conversation, but what does this have to do with taxes? Well, it has everything to do with taxes, because at the end of the day, that cash flow that you receive is going to be insulated from taxation a couple of different ways. When we come back from the break, I'll let you know what those ways are, because you need to know. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
Dell Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles. So he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Taxes, taxes, taxes. That's right. We're talking about taxes. And taxes shouldn't be something that fears you. No, you shouldn't be afraid of taxes. Because taxes are unfortunately, and I'll go ahead and say it, and you can send me the hate mail later if you want. Taxes are necessary for our way of life. Yeah, you heard me. The government does provide some necessary services. Yeah, the government does do that. And as a result of that, it takes money to run the country. And, well, you know, we get the opportunity to pay taxes. Now, one of those things that tends to get people's hair in a bunch is they start hearing about how real estate investors don't pay any taxes. And they just get all upset. They get terribly upset that you and I were not paying our fair share. See, we're not paying taxes into the government, because all you real estate people, you make all kinds of money and you don't pay any taxes. Yeah, well, the problem with perception is that people have a tendency to make assumptions based on information that they hear, but they don't necessarily get all of the facts. Let's kind of get into it. Let's talk about those different taxes that are laid upon us as real estate investors. Okay, let's get into it. So the income streams that we receive based on our properties, provided our properties are producing cash flow. Not every real estate investor invests in property that produces cash flow. I don't understand why, but some people do it strictly for the appreciation. They just go, hey man, the property's worth $600,000 now. If I just buy it and hold it, it'll probably be worth $700,000 this time next year. I can go ahead and sell it. I'll make $100,000 in net profit, and then I'll turn around and I'll take out those additional costs that I had, those carrying costs, because, you know, if I'm not making cash flow, that means I'm giving up cash flow, which means I'm spending additional money every month to make that property go. So at the end of 12 months, maybe I don't make $100,000, but maybe I make $40,000. Okay, there are people that think that way, that think that investing in real estate, that's the way to go. It's not me. It's definitely not my 50,000 fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. We don't think of it that way. And the reason we don't think of it that way is because cash flow is that mechanism that you need that produces an income stream for you. Because if you're going to get to a point in your life where you're going to stop working, you're going to stop relying on that W-2 income, well, you better have some source of income coming in before you walk away from that job. Yeah. The income that we receive on our properties is taxable. It's taxable at ordinary income tax rates. But because they're real estate investments, there are certain things that we can write off. Now, one of the things that we get to write off is something called interest. See, we believe in leveraging our properties, and we put the right amount of leverage on our properties so that we can keep our cash outlay, our own personal cash outlay, to a minimum. And what that does for us is that produces better returns on our investment. Oh, and by the way, the lender, when they get into the deal with you, they don't participate in any equity increases that you create on that property. No, they get in for their price point alone. They make their money off of charging you interest. One of the things that you get to do as a real estate investor is you have the opportunity to take that interest and write it off as a business expense. And when you write that off as a business expense, it offsets some of the income that you earn on your properties. The other thing that you get to do is you get the opportunity to write off depreciation. Now, depreciation is something the IRS tells you you're going to take. They tell you that on single family and multifamily residential income producing properties, that's the key there, residential, you're going to do something called straight line depreciation, meaning you're going to take the value of all the improvements on that property and you're going to divide that value by 27.5, because the IRS says residential income producing properties have a lifespan on average about 27.5 years. And I don't know what caused them to pick that number, but that's the number they chose. As a matter of fact, when they do depreciation on other forms of real estate, other forms of commercial real estate that aren't multifamily, that's a 31-year spread. So apparently residential runs out faster than other forms of real estate. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But here's the thing. If you take, say, a $100,000 property, and you say that 20% of the value of that property is land, you cannot depreciate land. The IRS says land is here. It will always be here. And as a result of that, you get the opportunity to leave it alone because it's going to outlast you. So you cannot depreciate the land cost of your real estate. But you do get to depreciate the improvement cost. So everything left over, that $80,000, well, that works out to be the amount you can depreciate. So you take that $80,000 and you divide that by 27.5%, and that gives you a write-off of about $2,909 per year. So monthly, that allows you to write off about $242 of income. So if you're doing the math along with me, let's say you make $400 a month on that property and you're writing some of the interest off. Okay, so you still have a tax liability, but you're able to write an additional $242 off in depreciation costs. So at the end of the day, you're probably not going to pay any income on that property. It's pretty cool. The more assets that you have, the more income streams that you have, as well as depreciation write-offs, as well as interest write-offs. Yeah. Yeah. See, when you get into the business mechanics of the numbers, we as real estate investors are allowed to do everything permissible within the tax system. The brakes have not been put on us. Now, you've probably been hearing in the news or wherever you get your news from that one of the things that Joe Biden, the current president of the United States, said he would do was he was going to take a look at these real estate people because these people aren't paying their fair share in taxes. They're not paying their fair share in taxes. I would argue differently. I would tell you this. I am paying my fair share in taxes. As a matter of fact, one of the biggest taxes that we pay as real estate investors is something called property tax. That's right. We are levied a property tax value by the taxing entity that resides over the location where we have our physical properties. And we pay a lot of money in property taxes. And those property taxes go a long way to funding local governments and schools and things like that. I don't think we as real estate investors need to worry so much about not paying our fair share. I think we do pay our fair share. As a matter of fact, we also provide something that the government can't really provide, which is great workforce housing. But when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about what Joe Biden is proposing. This could be scary. Stick around.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So Wealth Management Magazine just published an article talking about all the different taxes that real estate investors may have to deal with due to the fact that we have a new president in the White House. Just to get you up to date. So we had President Trump for 4 years in the White House, and he had an approach to where he thought that we needed to lower overall taxes across the board for America. And but by doing that, it would stimulate investment. It would stimulate growth in our economy, which would increase revenue streams, which would still be taxed. But because there's more revenue streams running concurrently, the government, even though it wouldn't be taxing as much money, would be getting the same amount of money because there's more streams of income going. That makes sense, right? All right. So President Trump did not win his effort to be reelected. We all know that to be the truth right now, right? Okay. So we've got a guy by the name of President Joe Biden. Now, President Biden ran on a different platform. He thinks that you need to pay more in taxes. He doesn't think that you'll produce enough revenue streams that you could be taxed at a lower level, and therefore the government would receive a shortfall of money, which you don't receive a shortfall, that's a deficit, right? And in which case the government would run low on money. So Joe Biden believes that we need to be putting more money into taxes. It's a difference of ideology. It's a difference of philosophy. There's a lot of differences in there. Not to mention you have all these massive entities in our country that are on both sides of the fence, trying to push their way into what is best for them. Look, you and I, we don't want to get in that slugging match. We don't. We don't want to get involved with what is going on in our country. We just know that we are subject to taxes, and as good Americans, we're willing to pay our taxes. But also, like good Americans, we're also not willing to pay more tax than we're required to pay. Now, some people, they're okay with that. Me, not so much. I will pay my taxes, but I don't want to pay a penny more than what I am absolutely required to pay. So when it comes to the income streams that I receive from my real estate investments, that income is pretty much sheltered. Yeah, it's pretty much sheltered because when I take my ordinary expenses that I'm allowed to take on my properties and I write off my interest, it reduces my tax liability. And then when I take my depreciation write-offs, well, those depreciation write-offs, they pretty much zero out my tax liability. And some people would think, well, that's not fair. You're not paying your fair share. And I would differ. I would absolutely differ. And here's why I would differ. Number one, I'm providing quality housing to somebody else in a business relationship. If I didn't do that, who would? I don't know that whoever would provide that housing would provide as good of quality of housing as I choose to provide. Number two, the government is terrible at providing housing. And I think the government really should get out of the housing business, but the housing business is a part of what the government does. I just choose to manage my sector of the housing business much more effectively than the government does. Here's the other thing you need to know about. Capital gains taxes. Capital gains taxes are due when you transact a property. In other words, you sell a property and you sell it for more than you acquired it for. And there's a whole lot of things that go into capital gains as far as what your basis is in the property. In other words, what your level is when you get into the property. That is your starting place. And then let's say you buy a property for $100,000. Okay. And then you sell that property for $200,000. So your basis would be $100,000. But there are things that affect that basis. Depreciation that you take reduces that basis down, but improvements that you make to the property also increases it. So, I mean, this is why you need to have a really smart tax person assisting you. And not just any tax person, somebody that understands the business of real estate investing. And we've got several great firms that are a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited vendor program. Some of them do business in Texas, some of them do business all over the country. So however you need, we've got the right people that understand our mindset. And here's the other thing. Those capital gains are due when you sell a property. Yeah, the government says, okay, you bought it for $100,000. Let's say everything leveled out and it stayed at $100,000 for your basis. But you sold it for $200,000. Okay, you take your cost of sale off of that. So maybe you sold it for $190,000 after your cost of sale. And your basis stays at $100,000. Now, you are technically liable for capital gains taxes on that $90,000. That's kind of how capital gains taxes work. You also have a potential for something called depreciation recapture. So some of that depreciation that you took, the government says, okay, we're going to recapture that. So at that point there, all of you people that think real estate investors are just getting over, there is a recapture of those depreciation write-offs. And a lot of real estate investors will just go ahead and absorb that capital gains tax and they'll move on to the next investment. Not a problem. There's a big uproar about the 1031 exchange. You know, Joe Biden basically said that he was considering, and this goes back to prior to the election, this was on Joe Biden's election website. One of the things that he talked about was eliminating the 1031 exchange. Now, if you've never heard of a 1031 exchange, what that does is that allows a real estate investor to sell their property, and by correctly following the rules of a 1031 exchange, you just can't go willy-nilly and do whatever you want to do. You have to stay, you're in a box. So you have to stay within that box. There are certain things that you have to do, certain things that you cannot do. What that does for you, though, is it allows you to sell that property. Instead of paying the capital gains on that $90,000 that we were talking about, you defer those taxes onto the follow-on property or properties. In other words, the tax liability goes into those follow-on properties. You are not required to pay it to the federal government right now, but it's still a tax liability. This allows you as a real estate investor to use that whole $90,000 that you got out of that deal, as opposed to maybe carving, I don't know, let's say 25% of it out to give to Uncle Sam. So the difference is now you've got $90,000 working for you as opposed to maybe $70,000. So it gives you more opportunity, more ability to buy your follow-on property. And the concept is this. By allowing you to invest in more property and deferring those tax liabilities, the government sees it from the standpoint of you will be investing in more quality housing, providing more quality housing to your fellow Americans, and that's less housing that the government needs to get involved with, and the government isn't good in that. That's a good thing. It's a good thing. So the government is essentially rewarding us. Now, they didn't tell me that my tax liability went away. No, they just said, we'll allow you to defer it into the follow-on properties. And the concept is this. You would do this throughout your lifetime, and you would get to a point where you die. Yeah, because remember, that's the other part of the show, right? Death and taxes. So you die, and you're gone, and the people you love take over ownership of your property. Now, this is the one place where Uncle Sam will let you out of the tax bill. That tax bill that you've probably been deferring for years and years by buying and upgrading and trading properties, it actually is going to go with you to the grave. Your beneficiaries will take over that property at what is called a new stepped-up basis. So let's say whatever those properties are worth on the day that you die, that will become the new basis for your heirs. They don't have to make good on any taxes that you deferred. That's the one way you can slip away from the tax man. But you got to die to do it. Now, the neat thing about 1031 exchange, it just allows you to move more wealth and to grow wealth faster. If they take that away from us, is it going to destroy real estate as we know it? No, it's not going to destroy real estate as we know it. It's going to make taxing a little bit different. There might be some impacts. We may not be able to do some of the things we'd like to do, but that's not going to prevent us from retiring in 5 years or less. And if you want to find out how to do that, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Check out one of our free workshops. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.